So today I'm here at the two most highly desirable brands here in the car market. We're here at Toyota and Honda to check their inventory and some pricing. So one thing I want to check out today is the level of inventory of these 4Runners, these new body styles. You see there's two right here, but I have quite a few down there. And one thing, the reason why I want to check on these is because it's been a vehicle that's actually been pretty tough to find over the last few months. But you saw that we had two up there. We've got one, two, so that's four, five, six, seven, eight. Eight just right here, nine, actually there's one on the end right there. Nine just right here, and I know that they have storage in the back too. But let's check one. This one's an iForce Max. I like the color. It's blue, it's rare. Look at this. So usually you'll see what grays, whites, blacks, right there, and now Toyota has a few different colors. We have blue right here, we have red, but a lot of other manufacturers, when I go to like Ford dealers, when I go to Ram dealers, when I go and look at some of these other manufacturers that are putting out a lot of these vehicles, it's black, it's silver, it's white, and that's it. It's got very, very, very boring, but still, Toyota is one of the brands that has, I mean, it's like a charcoal color right here. We got this blue. We got some variety. That's what I'm trying to say here. And that's something that I really like about Toyota that you're not seeing at a lot of these other brands. This one is 4Runner Hybrid 4-Wheel Drive Limited Edition, $65,000 for this 4Runner. Whew, that's still a lot. And I think since it's the Limited, I do think that's the highest level trim that they have. Still, $65,000. They're cool, but that's a lot of money. And here's the big boy right here. I do want to check this thing out. This is the Sequoia 4-Wheel Drive. This is the Capstone, so this is the highest level trim. $88,000. My goodness, this thing is pretty cool though. It's the iForce Max again. So this is going to be, if I'm not mistaken, your six-cylinder turbo. They put it on the Sequoias and the Tundras now. Let's see if we can find out. Yep, there you go. Twin turbo V6 hybrid. I'd rather have the V8, but that thing's massive and it's $88,000. That's insane. All right, rare sighting right here. We have not been able to see very many Siennas, and if you've tried to get one, I know last year my wife and I were thinking about possibly getting a Sienna for her, and you just couldn't get them. We could get one, we came to the store, and actually we could still get one under MSRP, we just have to wait on it. So that was interesting from this store, because most of them are going for over MSRP, but now they have some actually sitting here on the lot. And let's check one out. This one is an XLE. I think that is the second tier down from the highest level, and it's 48,696. And then after their add-ons, it's only $499 of add-ons, but they put like window tint on it. Still $49,000. What I want to point out is that, I mean, dealerships like this could put a lot more add-ons on something that's very difficult to get. Well, maybe it's not, because we got two of them sitting here that are for sale. Let's look at this other one right here too. This one is also an XLE. It's gonna be same price, same build out, everything like that. What I'm saying is that for them to only put that window tint on there, I think it's pretty good. And I've dealt with this dealership group before. I've actually bought a brand new vehicle from this dealership group, actually next door at the Honda store. We went in and they had lots and lots of add-ons and said, you know what, I'm not gonna pay them. And they immediately just went off. There was no discussion about anything like that. So for this group to have even just that little amount of tint that they're putting on there for the add-on, I would imagine that comes straight off, and you probably even get a lot of these vehicles, even that Sienna over there. Last year, when you couldn't find them at all, I was still able to negotiate a Sienna under MSRP. We ultimately didn't go with it because we had to wait on it. I'm glad we didn't, because I didn't like the hybrid. We went with an Odyssey. I would rather have the actual full gas, because there's just more power with it. But I would imagine that even here with these being sitting here and still hard to find little add-ons, they're going to come off and you can probably still get them for under MSRP. It's crazy how much the car market has changed in just a very, very little amount of time, where, I mean, a vehicle like that you can't find anywhere. If you find it, dealership's going to add $5,000-$10,000 worth of market adds onto it. And now find them sitting around, you most likely get them under MSRP if you hit the right dealership. And I will point this out, sorry for the poll is in the way, but the Land Cruiser is something that Toyota has actually had some trouble selling, and I don't know why. I think they look great. Maybe it's because most people that are looking at this size vehicle, they're opting to just go to the 4Runner instead of this. But here's a Land Cruiser, four-wheel drive. Hybrid could be the problem too. Price point could be a problem too. $71,000, yeah, that's a problem. I think I would rather go for a cheaper 4Runner than this. I think they look great though. And but 71,000, that's crazy. Now when I'm going through and showing you these vehicles, don't get me wrong, stuff still not cheap, very, very expensive. And when we talk about prices going down, well, when you go window shopping at a lot of these dealerships, you're not going to notice it. But what I'm telling you as far as prices moving in the right direction from the inventory that we're seeing on dealer lots is the negotiability. Your transaction price is going to continue to go down. MSRPs, not going to go down. You're not going to see it just by looking at MSRPs. You're going to see it by the transaction prices that that these dealerships are actually selling the vehicles for. You're able to get 10%, sometimes 15%, depending on which make and model that you're looking at, off of these vehicles. A year ago, a year and a half ago, you're paying right at MSRP. 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, you're paying over MSRP for all of these vehicles. Transaction prices continue to go down, and I mean, you can see why in this market. You can see just the two most desirable brands right now that you can go to any dealership and what customers actually want. Hondas, Toyotas, and I'm standing on one right now. There's not one empty spot. That's what you're seeing more of right now. And I saw one of these on the road the other day, and I was like, that thing looks great. It looks like, it's very similar to a 4Runner. I love 4Runners, but this is what you're going to get in a 4Runner size from Honda. This is a Passport. I want to see how much. Yeah, let's check this out right here. 2026 Passport, RTLU, whatever that means. Price on this, $47,455. I think you're getting a little bit of a discount going towards Honda if you're looking for that size. Now, I think the performance of the 4Runner is going to be better. I think the 4Runner is a little bit more luxurious on the inside. Has probably a few more features that the Passport's not going to give you. But if you're looking for the discounted version of the 4Runner in a Honda, specifically too, if you like Hondas better than Toyotas, probably not a lot of those people out there, kind of switch them out. Toyota, Honda, about the same thing as far as reliability over the years, but that's another option for you. Just to give you a little behind the scenes, I'm in North Carolina right now, and the high was like 55 or something today, so that's usually shorts for me. Shorts and a hoodie is all good, but you might even hear it in my voice throughout this whole video. My stupid self, I wore shorts out here, and I am freezing, and the wind's blowing, and it's so cold. So make sure you like, subscribe, do all the things, just because I'm out of freezing. I'm freezing for you. Yes, it's very, very cold. And I do want to look at just like something small like this, your average family vehicle. This is probably an Accord. It might be a Civic. Yes, yeah, a Civic. Like the sizes have changed so much over the years. Like this is the size of what Accords like that I buy from my used car dealership, like the 2006s, 2008s, they're the size of this. Whereas this Civic might even be a little bit bigger than the Accords that I buy, but here's the Accord. It's a little bit bigger than that Civic, just a little bit, not too much. But I wanna check this, cause average families, we'll actually check both of them. Accords, this is what they're buying, Civics. Here we go, $25,790. Seems like prices. I mean, I know the MSRPs really haven't come down, but you didn't get trim levels like this. You didn't have vehicles sitting on the lot like this in the mid-20s because they would get bought. There would be a long waiting list for people trying to buy this stuff over the last couple of years. And now you're seeing lots of. I mean, there's a whole row of Hondas right there, some Accords, some Civics. Mixed in, you got all these Accords sitting right here on the front row. You're going to have storage that's up there on the hill. You got choices now. And let's look at this Accord. I would assume it's going to be a few thousand dollars more. Yeah, about $5,000 more. $30,000, and this is the 1.5 Turbo LX. Yeah, I like it. All right, let's look at this Tundra. I recently went to an auto show and saw a couple of these there. They look great, but a lot of money for a big truck with a six-cylinder motor. $75,000. Now, what I will say about Toyota is they're full-size trucks. This is, I think, their highest level trim. If you go to the highest level trim in a GMC and a Ford and a Ram, you're paying upwards of $90,000 plus for a lot of those trims. And here it's $20,000 less. And I don't think you're getting a lesser truck. Now, some of the trucks that you can get from now Ram, I mean, they're going to have the V8s that they're starting to put in a lot of them. I think Ford, you're still six-cylinder turbo on their top-end models. And for GM, I think you still can get that V8. So V8s are the motors that I would prefer in my truck. But when you're looking at most of these models, there still are six-cylinder turbos. So your top-level trim of Tundras, which is not a lesser truck than what I'm talking about here, I feel like you're getting the same amount of truck, if not even better as far as reliability goes, than you are with some of these other trucks that you're spending $90,000 on. Now, the argument is that, okay, well, the six-cylinder turbo out of Toyota, we've had a recall over the last couple years where the motor can implode, right? Yeah, but I think all of that got fixed. At least that's what I'm hearing from a lot of the salespeople, a lot of the, like, some of the managers that I've talked to. So I take that with a grain of salt, but I haven't continually seen that pop up in the news, and I'm paying attention to that across the car market. And I feel like if the motors continue to fail, after this recall, then it would be all over what automotive news. We will be able to see that a lot of these trucks are getting taken back in after they're being purchased. We'll see a lot of them that their motors are actually cratering. It's not the case. So I think Toyota, as far as the pricing game, is doing a lot better than these other truck manufacturers when it comes to the full-size truck. Upper level trims, $75,000-ish here, $95,000-ish at a lot of these other truck manufacturers. Yeah, I think Toyota would be my choice if I was looking at that level of truck. And what we're approaching right now too is the end of the year. What does that mean for a lot of these franchise dealers? Is that, well, that's going to be when they're the most negotiable. That's when they want to push the most metal. You got to think there's three different things that are happening all at the same time at the end of the year. One, they have end of the year goals that they have to hit. Two, they have end of the quarter goals that they have to hit. And three, they have end of the month goals that they have to hit. All of this is happening all at the same time. The last week of the year is the best time for you to go in and negotiate for one of these vehicles. It could mean thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of bonus payouts that come from these manufacturers to these dealerships if they hit certain sales goals. So they could end up actually even losing money, losing thousands of dollars on a sale to you just to get them over that hump, because they need to sell 10 more cars in the next 2 or 3 days. And they'll do that for you because they're trying to get that $100,000 payout from Toyota if they hit that certain goal. So if you're looking for a brand new vehicle at any time of year, the best time of year is going to be right at the end. That's when these dealerships are most negotiable. They're going to be very aggressive to move metal, and they're not going to want to play a lot of games. They want to get their numbers done, and that's the best time for you to start looking. And this is crazy, just to see this compared to what we were looking at 18 months ago. These are all RAV4s. You couldn't find a RAV4 anywhere 18 months, 2 years ago. And it's insane that now even Toyota, now we go to Ford, we go to Ram, we go to GM, and they're just the trucks sitting absolutely everywhere, inventory overrunning a lot of these dealerships. But Toyota hasn't been that in the last 6 months, 12 months ago. They still had lots and lots of empty spots, but now you come to a place like Toyota, you have Siennas here, you have the new style 4Runners. We have RAV4s that you couldn't find not all that long ago. So the car market is starting to trend back to a place where you have inventory across all these dealerships. You're going to be able to negotiate now across all of these dealerships. And you know what? If you go to a dealership and they're like, okay, well, we're just not going to negotiate because, okay, the price is the price. We think we can sell this. Okay, no problem. I'll just go to the next one that's 20 miles down the road, and I'll see if they'll give me the price. You have power right now in the car market, and it's all because of this right here. It's all because they actually have inventory now. 12 months ago, 18 months ago, different story. But right now, it's turning into a place in the car market where you actually have some power if you go into a new car store, because you're not locked in to that one place that has that one Sienna, that has that one RAV4 that you're wanting to buy. No, this store has it. The store 20 miles that way has it. The store 20 miles that way has it. So you can go and actually pit these dealerships against each other to find the best price now. All right, let's come up here and check this RAV4 out. Here's what we got. RAV4 XLE all-wheel drive, $38,000. Yep. And you can get them. They got a full row of them. It's perfect.